Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey y'all, I'm your host Mark Covey, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. This week, it's just me. Courtney is taking a well-deserved break, but I still wanted to bring you an episode. The case I have for you today is one that we told in the beginning of Mountain State Mysteries. It's about a soldier whose life was taken far too soon. It's about a man who's been tied to a string of murders in Fayette County. It's about a man whose family is still fighting for justice. This is the case of Sergeant James Lee Haynes. When we dropped our first episode on James Lee Haynes, I wasn't sure what the future of Mountain State Mysteries was. I wasn't sure if the episode would do good. I wasn't sure if we would ever revisit his case. I just knew we had to get his case out there in the beginning. A few months after we released the episode, I was updating a blog post on our website, and that's when I saw a little red bubble with a message that read, "Hello. My name is Linda Haynes. I am the youngest daughter of Sergeant James Lee Haynes. I would love to have a chat with you about my dad." A few days later, I was on the phone with Linda. Then I was on the phone with Linda and Brenda. A few months went by, and I was sitting with the two of them in my grandmother's living room, talking about their father's case and how they're still fighting for justice. I made sure that they knew they weren't fighting alone. So, are you ready to get lost in the mystery with me? James Lee Haynes was a 32-year-old Purple Heart recipient who lived in Baltimore, Maryland, along with his wife Theda and his children, Thomas, Wanda, Brenda, and Linda. James just got back from his tour in Germany, and he decided to come home to visit his mother and his stepfather for Christmas in Sallsville, West Virginia. At the time, his van was still being shipped from Germany. So on December 7th, he decided to hitchhike the 370-mile trip from Baltimore to Wyoming County, West Virginia. His trip to West Virginia was pretty uneventful until he got to Oak Hill, West Virginia, which is why James is tied to the Mad Butcher killings, but I'll talk about that more in a bit. Not too long after making it to Oak Hill, James made it to Bolt, West Virginia, and in all honesty, I'm not sure if he walked from Oak Hill to Bolt, or if he got a ride from someone and they could only take him so far. What I do know is that James was walking in Bolt, West Virginia. It was December and it was cold, so when James was passing the Bolt Tavern, he walked in wanting either a hot chocolate or coffee, just something to warm himself up for a bit. That's when three men, James Cazort, James Floyd Cox, and William Lundy Trump, spotted James in his uniform and walked up to him and offered to buy him a beer. James declined because, well, he just wanted to get warm. This apparently set the men off, and they started to fight James. When I met with Linda and Brenda, they both said that their dad wouldn't be the one to start a fight, but he would end it.
Hey y'all, I'm Dan, and I host a podcast called Kinfolk, Stories of Community and Connection. I talk with folks from all over Appalachia, artists, small business owners, local legends, you name it. We share real stories about what brings us together, what keeps us going, and all the magic tucked away in these hills. If you're into small town charm, big hearts, and good conversation, come hang out with me on Kinfolk. You can find it wherever you get your podcast.
After the fight, James got his things together and started to walk to Sallsville. He started up Little Bolt Mountain, and that's when the three men from the bar came up behind James in their vehicle, and they ran him over. James Paul Cox was driving. When he hit James, he hit him with the right front fender, breaking the headlight, then pushed the chrome back on the right front fender. After he hit James, he became excited and backed up to see what he had hit. While backing up, he backed over the head of James Lee Haynes. After they backed over James, they all got out of the car and opened the trunk to put James in it. If you remember from our original episode on James, you know this is the time when a man who went by the nickname of B was driving by. Turns out he was actually just a passenger in a car that didn't stop, but it slowed down due to the conditions of the road. B rolled down his window and asked the men if they needed any help, and they told B no, so the driver just kept going. It wasn't until a few days later that B knew what he saw. That's when news broke about James not making it to the home of his mother and his stepfather in Salisbury. A few weeks later, a cook at Glen Rogers High School, which I didn't share this in the original episode, but that cook was my great-grandmother. At the time, students who couldn't afford school lunch could help out in the kitchen by cleaning dishes. So one day, the daughter of Lundy Trump was in the kitchen helping out, and she looked at my great-grandmother and told her, "Dad brought the soldier home. He had my mom help wrap him up in a blanket. Then after that, he allegedly stuck the body in a room that just had a dirt floor." When Linda and Brenda came in, we actually drove over to the house, and I finally got to look at the room he stuck James in. I've always heard about it, and to this day, it's still surreal to me that I was able to see what it looked like. When James was reported missing, authorities got a tip and started to search for his body on Bolt Mountain. The search led authorities to a tree which had dog tags nailed to it, his wallet, and a few bloodied rags stuffed in a stump. Lundy Trump told several people what happened on December 7th, 1963. He told his brother where the body was buried, and he actually looked for the grave during a visit in June of 1969. Now, this is something I really need y'all to pay attention to. We've searched old maps, and we've had some trouble finding the road since, you know, it's 2025. Everything has changed. So if you were alive when this murder happened, or if you know where Big Branch Hollow is near Glen Rogers, West Virginia, please send me an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. Or you can send us a message on our Facebook page, Mountain State Mysteries.
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe,
and watch for deer.
Police had around 150 interviews of people testifying to the three in the car that night killing James. However, one part of an interview stood out to me. It was the interview of Martha, Lundy's wife. She said, quote, "I killed the soldier boy," end quote. In 1971, Lundy Trump was arrested and charged with the murder of James Lee Haynes. Sadly, the charges were dropped due to the lack of evidence. They basically said, no body, no crime. Now, one thing that sticks out to me in an interview, which makes me question why Lundy Trump was ever let go. He stated that he took the dog tags off the chain and tacked them up on a beech tree where he had buried the soldier in Upper Big Branch. How police let him go after saying that blows my mind. Like, all of the interviews are damning. People have even talked about knocking some of the bark off of the beech tree so they would know exactly where the grave was so they could visit. The case of James Lee Haynes went cold with little movement. 22 years passed until some skeletonized remains were found on Bolt Mountain. Investigators originally thought that it was James Lee Haynes, but if you're a true fan of Mountain State Mysteries, you know that in 1992 the remains of Margie Dodd were found on Bolt Mountain. In 2015, the family of James Lee Haynes went to the former property where Lundy Trump lived at the time of the murder. If you remember from earlier, I talked about a room with a dirt floor, the same room I got a look in. The family used ground scanning equipment just to see if they could be able to find the remains of James, which they did see something, but sadly, it was just a rock. Since then, there really hasn't been any updates in this case. That is until I received that message. Since then, I've been hitting the ground running, trying to help solve the case of James Lee Haynes, which in my book, there isn't much solving to do. Police did arrest the man that did it, but they also let him go. But we are trying to figure out where the remains of James Lee Haynes are. If you know Wyoming County, you know how much it's changed over the years. The area we think the remains are located is now a mining road, or was at one point in time. The day Linda and Brenda were at my grandmother's, we decided to visit the former house of Lundy Trump. We actually went up a side road and ended up in some driveways. Thank God the people were actually related to Courtney. But we've kept hitting dead ends. This is why I wanted to revisit this case. I know people out there know more than they are willing to talk about with this case. I know some people are scared to talk about, but you no longer have anything to be scared of. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned that James is tied to another case, and sadly there's no way to clear his name of this, because everyone loves the legend of this case. This is the case of the Mad Butcher. If you know the case of the Mad Butcher, you know that seven men from 1962 to 1964 went missing, later to be found dead. The reason James is tied to this list is because he caught a ride with a woman who could only take him as far as Oak Hill. So when she saw that he was missing, she automatically thought that he was another victim of the Butcher. But I'm here to tell you, that's not true in the slightest. What you've heard me tell you this entire episode is the truth. James made it to Bolt, West Virginia, and he was ran over by a group of men on the night of December 7th, 1963.
Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're Country Roads Creeps. We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.
And you guys know me. I love all things paranormal, but I never add it into our true crime cases anymore. However, I did add it into the original episode. In 2015, when Linda and Brenda were here in West Virginia, they were told by the woman who lived in Lundy's home that she would wake up in the middle of the night hearing what she thought was the television. However, when she walked into the living room, the television wasn't on. She realized it was the radio. She said it was always the same song, North to Alaska by Johnny Horton.
The northern lights are running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, don't know the rush is on.
And that's when full body chills took over Linda and Brenda, because that was their dad's favorite song. Sergeant James Lee Haynes was declared dead on December 8th, 1964. To this day, the body of James Lee Haynes has never been found, He does have a grave in the Glen Haven Memorial Park in Maryland. If you have any information on the whereabouts of the remains of Sergeant James Lee Haynes, please call the Raleigh County Sheriff's Department at 304-255-9300 or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department at 304-327-8000, or you can send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, where you can actually watch this episode, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.